You know, I wanted to talk a little bit about this development moratorium. Could you sort of talk about that and a little bit of the history behind this proposed moratorium?
The community has seen quite a bit of activity and applications for large developments, residential developments, in particular in the last 8 months. And I think that in general, the community, while wanting to be receptive and welcoming, and the feedback was that we had hit a threshold where, in particular, one application, the development behind the mall, had taken the community to a really questioning what direction we're going, our growth. And I heard a lot of community members mentioning, like, how much more can we hold in our community? How much more can we accommodate? And so for me, this was me hearing the community and saying, let's stop for a moment. Let's take this opportunity to kind of pause and look at the map and see what direction we're going.
The moratorium, if it's approved by City Council tonight, would go into effect immediately, but would not include any previously approved developments. Does that include the proposed 300-unit, 14-building development for Glenwood Meadows, and does it include the final plan for the 480 Donegan development?
And it's a really good question. And ultimately, my goal and intent in how I read my motion was that this moratorium would not apply to any previously applied for or permitted projects. However, this moratorium is only, it was a motion, and it has not been executed, or, you know, we haven't had a first and second reading of any moratorium. So there are quite a few details we need to iron out. And in ironing those out, we'll know exactly to the what extent the moratorium applies.
Can you give us an idea of maybe one or two of those details that need to be ironed out?
I originally mentioned, you know, 10 plus units, but maybe we might, you know, massage that number to be more concurrent with some threshold in the city code. We might discuss whether or not it does apply to things that haven't been permitted, or it applies to affordable housing units. You know, there are a few different dialogue points that, you know, people have brought up to me, even, you know, community members calling and saying, does this apply to me? You know, would this impact my ability to build? And really, you know, they asked excellent questions that seven elected officials need to really iron out with the help of the Community Development Department in our work session on Thursday afternoon.
Well, with all due respect, it seems to me that the horse has already left the barn on this moratorium idea. I mean, why a moratorium now? Why not 6 months or a year ago, when all of these developments were coming online?
Sure. Well, it's a good question. And honestly, I just hit my one-year mark at the end of October. My first meeting was in November of 2020. So for me, this is an idea that has been brewing more in the last 6 months, thinking, you know, where are we as far as how many more apartment-style developments, you know, multifamily developments, are appropriate right now to move through the planning process and have built here in the community. So I can't answer that for the other six council members, but I can answer it for myself, is that I got to a point where this seemed that it was now or never for me, that I really felt like it needed to be broached, and the community seems to be supportive of it.
And one last question. What do you expect to do during this moratorium exactly?
Yeah. You know, I didn't just put the 6 months out there so that we could just, you know, pause and not have an end game, or, you know, something that's a real credible result. So my goal is to step back and look at communities that are similar to ours. This last November, there was a lot of legislature passed in small towns, small resort towns, that supported moving forward more sustainably with growth, with housing concerns. And so I think it's an opportunity for us as a community to look at those, maybe not recreate the wheel, but say, what are other people doing to manage this concern that's happening all across Colorado? What are they doing? What could we do better? we did a short-term rental, a six-month short-term rental moratorium. During that time, we got this amazing spreadsheet of reflection on, you know, what was Boulder County doing, what's Vail doing, all these different communities across the state. And we were able to step back as a community, as a city council, even the Planning and Zoning Commission worked on it as well and said, what is everybody else doing and how can we do it better? And so through that process, we amended our short-term rental code. And we have had so much feedback from other communities that we did it well, and it seems to be growing sustainably. We put a percentage of our available housing in that can be used as short-term rentals. So I use that as an example that we can take the next few months and we can have our community development department look into other communities and say, what are they doing well? And can we mirror some of theirs? Or can we, you know, can we tweak our development code to better and more equitably and sustainably grow without having it be a really negative impact to the people who already live here?
Ingrid Wusso, City Councilor for Glenwood Springs. Thanks very much for taking the time to talk with me.
Thanks, Amy. Appreciate the call.